It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound bell.
Sound the bell.
Bell sound.
Here's the good news.
Play ball. It is not necessarily the news. All of the news that you want, but not that newsy aftertaste. It's quite pleasant. Also, it's caffeine-free.
Really?
It is not caffeine-free. This entire show is run 100% on caffeine.
Absolutely.
Welcome our worldwide audience running wild in the comment section on our Hank Facebook Live. It is opening day. Major League Baseball, Rangers 305. Take a deeper look at that. And the opening day festivities are always fun, coming up 7:15. But Google says the top ballpark foods is the top thing that we're searching when it comes to baseball. A close second, where to park.
Oh.
That's always fun. You never plan that out, and then you're just like, I don't know what to do.
So many questions.
But the top ballpark foods we're Googling, beer, brats, burgers, and nachos. And locally, probably just because of me, the boomstick burrito.
Go Rangers. Go Rangers.
Of course, first pitch against the Red Sox today for the Rangers, 3:05. Parking lots open at 10 a.m. And the other thing is, how do you watch it? Because now in this streaming world, and no dedicated cable outlet or network showing all the Rangers or Stars games, so they all splinter out now. Rangers Sports Network is available. You got that. Cable and satellite options, DirecTV, UVer, Spectrum, FUBU. Select package of games will also, this is where it gets confusing, because some of the games are going to be on the CW33, but some of those may be blacked out because of MLB. There's in-market streaming on Victory Plus.
That is so many words.
Or out of market,
no idea what
you can stream on MLB TV. Why can't I just turn on Channel 20 like we used to have it?
It's almost like there should be a simple concept for all this.
Tickets are still available if you just want to do it the old-fashioned way and go out there. Mm-hmm. Probably your best bet. I got my antenna on, but it ain't coming in.
I think it'll keep your blood pressure lower, if nothing else. So, you know, the world was captivated when the FBI showed up outside Ben Affleck's home in the Pacific Palisades. Okay, we weren't really. But, you know, Ben himself was a little curious about what was going on at home. But it was nothing nefarious. He says that someone actually broke into a federal official's house nearby, and they had a lot of questions. Meanwhile, Ben is sort of speaking out about his latest split from J-Lo, saying he has nothing but respect for the diva, however, kind of insinuates that she may like fame a bit more than him, a little bit better at negotiating it, and there wasn't one big issue for whatever happened.
That's how it happens. He's from Boston.
He is. She is not.
She's from the block. And they are set, as we reported, first to report yesterday, I'm sure, to get married officially this summer. Now, the official date has been set. Nobody knows it, but the wedding invitations for Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have been mailed out.
Oh, did you get yours yesterday? You're going to take the girlfriend?
I don't check my mail.
Oh, that's
much.
Right.
So I could have.
You've got mail.
It could have already happened. You wouldn't even know.
Amazon truck came by. Is that how everybody's getting their
Jeff
Bezos wedding invitations?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So far, though, I guess they're proud of it, and that's how we know about it. Eva Longoria, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, Oprah, Gail, Kris Jenner, Kim Kardashian, Jewel. Those have all so far been invited to the Italian summer wedding. Also, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner have gotten those. So we will continue to keep you up to date. But it, to me, in my mind, it's like one of those comic book movies where all the villains team up at the same location. That's how he's going to get you.
You know what? His girlfriend can't start a fire in 90 seconds. No
That's
way.
True.
Not on a yacht, you can't.
No.
Ha!
So do we need more Yellowstone in our life? Probably not, but we're going to get it anyway. This time, another spinoff is following another Dutton, the younger brother of Beth. Meanwhile, there's another set to follow Beth and Rip, but Billy Bob Thornton wandering around Granbury.
Yes.
Perhaps one of the biggest stories of the entire week. everyone on the lookout for the Landman Star. Other spottings around the Westaplex include vehicles for 6666, I guess it's the...
Oh, the 4-6 Ranch, yeah.
The 4-6 Ranch. Show. That's been spotted out apparently at the Lowe's in Weatherford, okay. Because I'm sure they need supplies and all that. And every day I drive by JD's Burgers mm-hmm. off Camp Bowie, and right across the street, they're building something right over there. And, you know, we both have kiddos in theater, most in tech. Mm-hmm. And so my daughter was very, very, very intrigued by what was going on there.
Yeah, my kiddo is more on the theater tech side of things and is interested on how they construct Sam Elliott's mustache. So we are on Billy Bob Thornton Watch 2025. Announced, but we don't know when it's coming out. Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series. There's no word when we'll get to see it, but they're going to the live-action all this, kind of like the movies, I guess, in a way, but it'll be a series. And, of course, they're calling it a, quote, modern reimagining, which is what we've learned over the past several years when TV or movies say anything like that. It means they're going to ruin it. So,
well, thank you.
That should be coming out on Netflix. By the way, speaking of animated fun, there is a new survey, Entertainment Weekly, which I read fortnightly.
Absolutely.
It's listed the best animated romances on TV.
Okay. Best animated romances.
Notable ones, Lois and Peter Griffin, Family Guy. Hank and Peggy Hill, number 7, King of the Hill. Love that. You've got Homer and Marge, The Simpsons, 4.
She has blue hair.
Taking number, you have George and Jane Jetson, number 2.
Yeah.
And number 1, Fred and Wilma Flintstone.
Aw, they're so cute.
Yeah. Considering what they had to sleep on, too, it took a lot to make that work right there. But number 3 on the list is Scooby and Shaggy.
What?
Like, wow, Scoob. Well, I mean, it was the Mystery Mobile.
All right. So do we need more pizza? Kind of like Yellowstone. Absolutely. And this time we're going to find it in Los Angeles. There is a brand new pizza museum that has opened in the City of Angels. It features interactive rooms like a pizza church and a pizza gym. The founder explains that the concept was born out of her husband's love for pizza and a challenge to eat only pizza for 45 days. They made a bet you could do it. Put it in the gift shop pizza of the Pizza Museum. Gonna write a whole book on it. All the things that you never knew you needed.
Did he? Is he still with us, the husband?
I don't know.
Or is this in his memory?
Yeah. It's definitely not keto.
I mean, it sounds like he ate a lot of pizza. So
no
I'm
kidding.
Just,
you
know, our respects. And then finally, Dollar Tree is selling Family Dollar to a consortium for $1 billion.
It's not nice to sell off your family.
They bought the brand 10 years ago. Dollar Tree bought Family Dollar a decade ago for $9 billion. And they are now selling it for $1
billion. Ruh-roh.
That does not seem to be a good business move. They first seemed to know that there was a problem when the CEO actually started to shop at Family Dollar.
Wake it up with KB and Heather Lee.